we talked about some of the survey results and public input you've gotten, but now it's time to actually start putting those thoughts into action. So you're really working on an exciting concept for the downtown area. So first of all, what exactly would be the brick-and-mortar embodiment of this concept?
Just a little context behind it. What we're really looking to do is kind of increase the economic health of downtown. And there's a couple things that we need to do for that. Part of that is to bring in some retail. Part of that is to bring some downtown residential living. But the context to make all of that work is we need to have some magnets or some draws that bring people not only in our community but in surrounding communities into our downtown. So that's sort of our focus on arts, culture, entertainment, and events as sort of a driver to get those people into our downtown area. So that's sort of the economic context. It's all part of a larger picture, you know, sort of a jigsaw puzzle that all the pieces go together. And one of the things that we were looking at is historically one of the strengths that we have in Monmouth is our bedrock arts and culture. And what I mean by that is we've got a really strong community arts center with the Buchanan Center for the Arts. We've got a really strong public library. The college is really a cultural center of our community, and with their art department, with their theater department, with the Dahl Auditorium that they have, the Wells Theater, we've got a foundation to build upon in the arts, which, you know, we don't have on another side, like, say, tourism. We don't have, like, you know, a lake or a mountain or something like that to draw people in. And so what we were looking at is how can we expand the role of the arts in our community that can serve this economic driver force. And one of the things that we kind of noticed is that where we really don't have that much of a presence is in what I would call the practicing arts. And what that means is the Buchanan Center does an absolutely great job of bringing in shows and exhibitions into their gallery space and exposing our community to a myriad of arts, from local artists to photographers to national juried shows. But we really don't have that many artists downtown practicing their work is a way to engage the community in seeing how the process is done. So that was one of the things that we were looking at. And this is something that's not a city initiative at all. It's really a partnership between the city, the community, and the Buchanan Center for the Arts. And we started looking at what it would take to bring some practicing artists downtown. And one of the things that we were looking at is, you know, you always look at other communities that have maybe solved some of the problems that you're facing. How have they solved them? And we looked at communities like Paducah, Kentucky, that did a really good job of bringing artists into their community to rehab old houses. There's the Torpedo Factory in Arlington, Virginia, where they took some old space and turned it into artist studio space. So we looked at some of these, and our initial thinking was, could we create some kind of environment where we could have artists live workspace and some kind of gallery space that was a little bit more commercial gallery as opposed to what the Buchanan Center was doing? So not to basically compete with the Buchanan Center, but to work with the Buchanan Center to expand their offerings. And that's really where we started when we worked with the Buchanan Center to try to put together a grant application, which was eventually funded by the Illinois Arts Council. We went through the National Endowment for the Arts, but their funding was cut so majorly. But the Illinois Arts Council really stepped up and allowed us to move forward in sort of it was actually the first official partnership with the Buchanan Center and the City of Monmouth.
Now, you were envisioning at the time, make sure I understand it correctly, you actually were envisioning kind of a like, say, one building where you would have a number of artists, and would they be there on a permanent basis or maybe just come in as a residency almost?
Well, what we were sort of thinking was a kind of combination of that. And again, part of why you do some of these smaller grants, and this was the grant that we received, was what we call a planning grant, which is it's not huge funds. It's nothing that can buy and renovate a building or anything like that, but it's the funding to actually kind of put together the business plan and the plan so that you try to maximize your chances of success. And our initial path wasn't what would work in Monmouth. And our initial path was looking at, say, taking one of the mature buildings that we have downtown, and could we create a place where there could be artists' studio apartments with art studios connected to those apartments, and say, like in the upper floors, maybe floors 2 and 3 of a building, and gallery space and maybe some retail space downstairs. And we actually worked and used some of the grant funds to bring on Art Space. They're out of Minneapolis, and they're the country's leading firm in actually using the arts as a tool to renovate old buildings and as a tool to drive economic development. So they were kind of perfect to really help us sort of shape this vision. And they came into town, and we did a number of public engagement meetings. We brought together civic leaders, financial leaders, the art community, to really explore this idea and see if it had legs. And some of the things that they've done in the past is they would take, you know, like an old warehouse or an old hospital and turn it into these artist studio spaces and gallery spaces. And they could do things financially because there's, you know, artists tend to be in the lower income bracket, so there's low income housing tax credits and things like that. What we discovered in the process was that really in Monmouth, we didn't have the scale that was necessary to make the artist live space work. And what I mean by scale is the number of artists in our community who would be interested in living and working downtown, and also the number of spaces in a specific building. When you're looking at these tax credits, which are kind of esoteric financing vehicles, you need a certain scale to make it work. You know, 2 or 3 apartments don't cash flow. But what we did identify with the Art Space folks and talking with the art community is that there really is an opportunity for artist studio space and gallery space, so not necessarily the artists living downtown. And then, so to answer your question specifically, who would those artists be? Well, there would probably be a combination. Some of them might be faculty members at Monmouth College who have some of their art and studio time spent in this space with some upper-class students. And this could also be in the high school level, too, where they've got sort of open studio spaces. The other people might be actual practicing professional artists who, you know, we have a strong, rich art community, art practicing community here, but a lot of them are sort of at the hobbyist level, where maybe their art studio is their garage or their kitchen. And the idea of having, you know, a 10 by 15 foot open space in collaboration with other artists is really appealing to them. We've got a number of retired community members who are very interested in the arts, from photography to painting to woodcuts to sculpture. And our goal is, what we envision is to create a space where, say, anywhere from 10 to 20 artists would have very affordable open studio space. And what I mean by open is that this isn't behind closed doors. This is something where it's a collaborative space. You've got your own spaces, but the public can come in and interact with the artists. But that would probably cycle through time. You know, if the students are coming in, maybe they only have it for a semester. People are coming in and coming out, and there's probably more permanent artists there over time. But there's always sort of a critical mass of practicing artists that can serve as a really nice counterpoint to what's going on with the Art Center. And that was really, that's the vision that we're working on. And what we're going to be doing is on March 21st, we're going to have a public open house at the Buchanan Center for the Arts. It's going to be at 5 to 6 p.m. And it's going to really be our time to sort of unveil this plan and show some concept drawings and really let the public know what we're trying to do here in downtown and how we really think this can help the economy of our community.
Do you think you can use an existing building? As you said, some of the mature buildings, you put them, were not suitable for the original idea, but would a mature building be suitable for gallery space?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I think it would be kind of irresponsible for us to look at something like this but not look at adaptive reuse. And that's sort of, I'm learning some of the lingo that they use. That's one of the terms where you take a building that was built for something else and converted. And one of the things that we're going to be announcing on the 21st is what the site is that we've targeted. And we've already, I'm not going to say it right now because there's got to be a little bit of suspense, but we've already had architects in there and contractors in there and are putting together the renovation plan to create this space that, again, would be done in concert with the Art Center. It's not a competing enterprise. It's sort of an augmentation exercise that grows the community's access to the arts.
And you ultimately do want to increase the artist community, shall we say, in its population. Now, would you do that by maybe encouraging some of these people who are, for lack of a better word, part-timers to maybe pursue a little more? Or are you looking to bring people from maybe outside the community to say, you know, Monmouth has some things to offer?
I think both of those are valid. We probably start closer to home. You know, you kind of – and one of the things that Susan Toomey, who's the executive director at the Buchanan Center, as part of this process, she actually went out and she's got a database of all the local and regional artists and surveyed them on their interest level. Would they be interested in studio space? And we got a lot of positive responses back. So I don't think we're going to have a problem sort of with that initial seeding. But if we're successful, if we can create that draw and that way to bring people into our community, it's absolutely going to be attractive to other artists within the larger region and people looking for, you know, a place to sort of get away and pursue their work. And I think that's going to be a really exciting thing for us to, you know, that's maybe several chess moves down, but if we could start infusing some of these different viewpoints and these different artistic skills and that we're not used to seeing here, that not only benefits the artist, but benefits the people who enjoy that work as well.
What kind of timeline do you anticipate? This year, next year, 2 years, 3 years before such a facility could be open?
Our hope is that we can actually put together the needed resources to secure that facility and begin renovations this year. Though it would probably be something that would be open in 2013. But we'd like to get, and like you said, you know, what we started off doing was the planning process, and really this year, 2012, is the time to start getting those snowballs rolling down the hill. And, you know, sometimes pushing them and getting them that first rolling is the most challenging thing. But, you start small, and this would probably be a phased project over a couple different iterations. You know, you'd love to be able to build the most amazing artist studio space you could imagine, but we're going to have to do it in stages to be able to match the funding that we can bring to bear on that.
And that, I guess that's the other question, is how do you maintain it, sustain it in a sense? Because do you anticipate grant funds? Obviously, you'd be charging, I suppose, some rents to the artist, but can the facility pay for itself in the sense that maybe not a profit, but at least the city breaks even, or whoever is the actual entity that owns it can break even at least?
Yeah, and you've hit on a really important point. And one thing I'll make clear is this is something that the city would not own. That's not the right role for the city, but it might be the right role for the Buchanan Center for the Arts. Clearly, it's going to be a non-for-profit. And this is one of those kind of challenging, loss leader type of enterprises where the real nut is the site acquisition and the renovation, because that's really a very hard to recoup cost. This isn't one of those projects where you can say to a developer, here's this business plan and you're going to make money off of this. Like you said, you've got to figure out different ways to make that happen. So what we're looking at is as much locally supported grant funding to get the site acquisition and the renovation happening, also with some sweat equity and things like that. And then getting it so that as close as possible, it can sustain and maybe even, you know, run a little bit in the black on the month-by-month operations. And that's one of the things that we're working on right now with ArtSpace, is what that pro forma is, the month-by-month and year-by-year. What are the things that we need to do to bring in economic drivers? Like, what's the level of income we think we could expect from a commercial gallery? What are some ways that we could bring in other sources of income, be it, is it a coffee kiosk or is it an art supply kiosk, plus rents from the artists that are there, and, you know, maybe space fees if it's being used for class space for the Buchanan Center or something like that, or the YMCA. But the goal is to figure out how to crack that initial renovation and getting it up and running nut with grant funding, and then make day-to-day operations be something that are self-sustaining.